Hey, I'm Drew.
And I'm Eileen. Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.
Download an audiobook
for free
with a 30-day free trial.
That's right. Just visit audibletrial.com/AOIS21. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player.
That's right. You heard it here. You heard it now.
Faux free. Welcome to Two Girls, One Joint. I'm your host, Eileen Vega.
And I'm Drew Vincent.
Thanks for tuning in, where we like to shoot the shit,
smoke the weed,
and keep it real. What up, y'all?
Hey.
I'm back. This is your girl, Eileen.
This is Drew.
We're back for another riveting episode
of Two Girls, One Joint.
As we sit here, the two of us with one joint. Well, anyhow.
So today we were trying to figure out what to talk about.
Yeah.
as a subject.
We spent a long time. Full disclosure, although we are amazing and hilarious and you love every minute of all of our material, there's a creative process, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We gotta do some pre-screening in front of these episodes.
Yeah, I was like, what are you getting at? Yeah, we gotta think about what to talk about.
We have lists. We make just lists, so we, and then we return to the list and don't realize what the lists mean.
And here's the thing. No matter what we start out on talking about, we never really know what we'll cover. But it helps us at least try to stay on theme.
Yeah, we were like, what's the theme?
We're pretty generous with our tangents.
What's the theme for today? And so I was like, let's try really hard not to just always make it about sex, because we were just like listing all of these topics that were like entirely about sex.
We're just like, just have been talking about sex a lot, and we're like, okay, let's think of like, what is something that's not sex?
And I was like, well, we already talked a lot about food.
Yeah, it's like, great, yeah. Food and sex are things that we cover all the time. So we're like, what
and then
else
we're like,
we
drugs.
Talk about?
Also, we talk about drugs.
And so, you know, we're just like pondering, thinking.
Took a moment of silence, too.
And then,
pensively.
And then we're also smoking. So, like, I'm playing with the cat. We've spaced out. And a few minutes later, Eileen chimes in with
sex?
No.
It was like we were trying so hard to think of a topic not related to sex.
And then we
And after minutes of thinking, the first word out of my mouth was
sex.
Sex?
And honestly, like, while I was like playing with the cat, I was trying to think of things, and I literally just kept thinking about sex-related things.
Yeah.
So I think
I guess
like,
it's just like, that's what it's, some, there's a sign.
Yeah.
Sometimes your brain is like, this is it. This is what your life is. Live your best, live your true self right now.
If that's what you're thinking about, and that's what you want to talk about. So what we're going to do is just keep talking about sex.
Yeah. And after I said sex, and we laughed for like 4 minutes and peed on my couch, then I finished my sentence, and I was like, sex while other people are around.
Mm-hmm. And then I was like, good, that's a good topic.
That's a good topic.
let's just do that.
And not necessarily like, oh my god, you guys are all watching, you know, fucking It's Always Sunny, and two people are having sex on the couch next to you. No, not that.
Yeah, more sneaky.
More sneaky, more like you live with roommates, which Drew and I were for a very long time.
Yeah, so, yep, we were roommates, and we've had lots of different roommates.
Yep, or even, like, for me, a lot of the occasions that I've had to do it were, like, other people's parents' house.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, nice. Like, fucking while their parents are home. I lost my virginity at my ex's parents' house while they were downstairs, I'm sure, watching Wheel of Fortune or something. Oh, yeah. Whoa. Totally throwback. Yeah. Throwback. Many moons ago, I had a hymen.
Shout out to your hymen.
Shout out to the hymen. Hey. Pour one out for the hymen. And so I had a hymen, right? And I was like 18, and there's this 25-year-old guy I was sort of dating. Mm-hmm. And then, which became to, yes, definitely dating. But anyway, he was my boyfriend, and I was ready to have sex. And the only thing is that, like, you think about it, like, you know, a 25-year-old dude who's dating an 18-year-old girl,
right?
Like, is, like, not usually the flyest. Mm-hmm. Not to shit on him. He was, like, a great, great, great guy. But
well, it's not really that it's a problem. There are plenty of, like, perfectly good age gap couples, mm-hmm. but, like, sometimes people just think that, like, they make an assumption right away.
Exactly.
But it was not really that situation for you.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's, like, he's a 25-year-old dude.
There's reasons to be skeptical.
Yeah, he's a 25-year-old dude. He was still living with his parents, and his, like, mom was wealthy, and her husband was, well, like, his stepfather was wealthy, so they lived in a nice house, and they had, you know, many bedrooms, and so, like, he and his older, and his brother, who's, like, also old enough to be out of the house, they were both still living there. So, yeah, I lost my virginity, like, on a twin bed, because he had a twin bed as a 25-year-old man. He had his own bathroom, so that was good. So, like, whenever I needed to go, like, you know, clean up,
jeez,
I could just
run
into the bathroom. I think actually he shared the bathroom with his brother, so when I used the bathroom, I had to lock the secondary door that connects to it. But, like, yeah, we were having sex in that, like, that became, like, the place where, like, my...
You had sex.
Yeah, that was, like, where my early sexual growth came from, like, in a house that had, like, four people in it all the time.
Wow. Because
the brother was, like, always in the room next door, and he was always, like, playing video games or whatever, and the parents were downstairs.
That's so funny that that explains a lot.
Well, you want to hear the funniest thing?
Just that you are very, very comfortable with sex.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think it could,
the funny thing is, like, one time, so I was 18, so the first time I ever got... No, not the first time I ever got drunk. One of the first times I ever got drunk, like, I spent the night at his house on, like, New Year's Eve. Mind you, I lied to my parents that I was, like, at a girlfriend's house or something. But anyway, I spent the night with him. His mother was having a whole damn party downstairs, like, a whole party.
Damn.
She had, you know, coworkers over, friends, whatever. But we were not at the party. We were upstairs, and we were having our thing. Like, we went out on a really nice, romantic little dinner or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I dressed all cute. And I asked him to get me some, like, wine cooler from downstairs. And I got drunk. Because I was, like, 18, and I was stupid, and I got drunk. And so when he fucked me, I was like, oh, God, yes. And afterwards, of course, I needed water, because, like, he tore that little 18-year-old pussy up, and then he goes downstairs to get water, and everyone at the party is just like, nice.
Wow. That is crazy.
And so, like, his mom His mom made a joke at one point about, like, giving him condoms and winked at me, and I was like, oh my God, this is so
uncomfortable. Oh my God, you were like, she was like...
I love it when my son's getting it.
You love it. Yeah, you love getting fucked by my son. You sound like you're loving it. You go, girl. Here's some condoms. That's so funny.
Yeah, for real, real. Like, because she was like, yeah, it was very different. They're, like, so open. It was, a Christmas present. Like, joke, like, because he's kind of a dick to her. She would say something, and he'd be like, shut up, mom. And I'd be like, don't be mean to your mom. And she'd be like, yeah, if you're mean to me, I won't put condoms in your stocking.
Oh, God. No way.
And then winked at me, and I was like, this is so uncomfortable. But it was cool, because I got to make her, like, dick cookies for Christmas. So. Very good memories. But, yeah, my early development was always having sex with someone around.
Well, I would say, technically, a lot of people probably feel that way. When you're,
if you're young, like, where are you having sex? At a hotel?
So, for me, it was in college. Like, was my sexual prime, or the beginning of my getting it, you know, consistently life. And I had a time where I went to this party. They were playing beer pong, but with, like, a mixed drink. It was super gross. Mm-hmm. And I was with my friend, and, like, we got completely hammered. I started, like, hooking up with this guy, and he lived at the house. And I went off with him, and I fucked him in his room.
While there was a party.
During the party.
Oh, I'm gonna high-five you for that. That's so cool. And then you went back to the party and just...
I have, like... Yeah. Well, honestly, I was so fucked up. But, oh, yeah, this is what happened. So, we were fucking... It was, like, really aggressive, really good, and I was very hammered. And I was just, like, super loud. Just, like, yelling. I was like, yeah. And then he was like, shut up. Like, and I, like, really liked it that he was telling me to shut up. And I'd be like, sorry. And then I, like, still wouldn't shut up. And just keep, like, moaning and groaning. Like, and, like, he was, you know, so it was really great. And then in the middle of it, we also had plans to go get food, like, drunk munchies.
Yeah.
And so I heard my friend in the hallway talking about going to get food while I was being penetrated. And I literally was like, oh, wait, we have to go get food. And he was like, not yet. Like, yeah, like, not yet. Like, I'm still gonna, like, you know, I'm almost done. And, like, you know, after. And I was like, oh, great. Yeah, yeah. Like, keep going for sure. I'm just saying. Gotta get, like, get food.
Oh, my God. It's so
funny.
But
I did for a second. I was just like, I mean, I was, you know, it was drunk. But it was a fun time.
That's so funny that you were, like, getting fucked and you're like,
oh wait, I hear my friend in the hallway, I have to go to her. Yeah.
Oh my God, we could go to the diner?
Hell yeah, mm-hmm. We could get biscuits and gravy there. Sweet. Yeah.
Finish chili, already, sir.
Come on, man. Like, we,
didn't you hear that?
Keep it going, keep it going. Let's, you know, let's
that was an invite.
Yeah, go get some food.
Oh my God.
Had dude, a good college. Now I want some chili cheese fries.
Dude, college.
Yeah, college is a good
College was a good time. Do you remember the dude, the Sultan?
Yes. The Sultan whose name was Sultan.
Yeah, I don't know if it was fake or real or whatever.
Well,
it doesn't matter.
Well, we knew him. He checked out.
Checked out. All sources pointed to yes. Yeah. Uh-huh. We made friends with all the exchange students because we were in, like, a language club or something. Mm-hmm. And so, like, this German girl had a birthday, and all the international students, like, came to this big, expensive birthday that she had, and we all had to pitch in, and it was, like, getting expensive, and not everyone pitched in their amount, and they were, like, how much short? Like, $150 short or something?
Oh, I forgot about this whole part of it.
Yeah, he paid for a big, nice champagne bottle, and then he also, like, paid the difference that when people didn't throw down enough money for the dinner.
And they were really short. Yeah, like, people were not paying their full, like, portion.
And then, like, I was hanging out with him or, like, flirting with him outside while we were, like, leaving the restaurant because he was like, let's go to the Marriott and, like, party in, like, the bar. And the birthday girl's like, okay. And we go there and he's like, flirting with me, and he's like, I'm gonna rent a room so we can have a hotel party and surprise her. And he was like, I'm a sultan, blah blah blah.
Yeah, like a sultan prince or something.
Yeah, and I was all about it, and I was like being a real slut about it.
Yeah,
I'm not a slut,
but just like,
but I was like, no, it's like, come on now. Now that I look back on it, it was like, here I was thrusting my tits in front of his face after I saw him pay. I was like, hello, sultan.
You were into him.
Yeah, no, he was like, not cute.
Well, he wasn't the best.
As a human. But he had money, which made him...
So much money.
If a money will make a 6 go to an 8, you know?
No, not anymore, maybe.
Yeah, maybe not anymore.
I don't feel like...
Not for me anymore.
Either of us feel that way.
But as a fucking 20-year-old, 21-year-old...
I mean, I was impressed. But I don't know, I think you were... You were like, ooh, Sultan, yeah.
Yeah, I was like...
You were just into...
I was like, story time! So then, I thought he was bullshitting, but he, in fact, did rent, like, a really nice suite in this hotel, and we all went up to the hotel party... And I was like, it was super sick. Like, there were a bunch of people who came, alcohol coming out of nowhere. I had no idea where we were so drunk.
Yeah.
Do you remember? Because we started drinking, like, he bought us all drinks, like, at the restaurant. And then we, like, went to a bar, and then we went to this hotel. Mm-hmm. So we were really drunk. So
I was buying shots.
Oh, the whole time.
That was the first time I had ever had, and probably you had, SoCo Lime.
Mm-hmm.
That drink. That's what we
I remember that.
And we were like, these are good.
Yeah, SoCo Lime. That was good. It was a good time. He was, But anyway, the funny part happened when
we went to the hotel room.
Hotel, Holiday Inn, except for Mary, nicer than a Holiday Inn. So then,
if she can't fuck, then we'll just fuck her friends.
Which, I don't know if that happened, but what did happen was I went to pee, and, I'm, like, washing my hands, and I hear a knock at the door, and it's like, who's in there? And I was like, it's me, and I knew it was Sultan, and he was like, I need to wash my hands, and I was like, okay, and I opened the door, and he closed the door behind him, and he was just, like, making out with me.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, we had been making out the whole night. Like, now that I look back on it, this could have been, like, really creepy, but I was, like, totally game, and I was like...
Yeah, you were into it, you know?
I was like, yeah, you close that door and lock it, and we totally had sex in that bathroom, and there were absolutely people at that party who needed to pee.
Yeah.
And they were like, fuck them.
Yeah, I remember that.
Did you need to pee? Were you one of those people?
I don't know, but I knew, I was aware of the matter.
Were people like, Rachel, where's your friend? Like, they held up the bathroom.
Well, I mean, yeah, it was like, obviously you guys had like, you know, snuck off together.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's awesome.
I guess like he did
all... And we got pizza too.
Yeah, we did. You know what's funny is like, he did all of that just so he could like... Get the room. So we could fuck some man in the bathroom. And it was, I'm going to tell you, it was, like, not pretty either. It was, like, we were, at one point, because his dick was, like, not that big either. Yeah. So, there were, like, limits on the positions you could do. Like, at first, he wanted me to, like, get up on the... You know, the bathroom sink, but the height difference was weird.
It didn't work.
Then he like laid in the bathtub, and I was trying to ride him in the bathtub, and they, I don't know.
Yeah,
and,
I guess it's tough.
And then he wanted me to like suck on it, but then there I was like, this isn't. And so.
So key takeaway.
But then afterwards, I came out, and you were like on the bed, and I laid on the bed with you, and I was like spinning. I was so drunk, so drunk. But we never had sex again after that.
Yeah.
I tried to fuck his friend, too.
Which friend?
The British dude. They were friends.
Oh.
And he told me that the guy had told him that I was a pretty decent lay, and I was like, nice, because I feel like I made no effort in that bathroom. I was like, no.
They said that about you.
Well, the British dude never banged me.
Well, it's kind of like the first time. The first time I had car sex, it was not good at all. It was just like we didn't get it right, you know.
Yeah, like, I think I felt that way too the first time I had car sex.
Mm-hmm.
It was very much like shh, shh, shh.
Yeah. Also, it turns out the person I was having sex with in the car, I had unknowingly taken their virginities, like, that night. Mm. Their virginity. His virginity. Oh. I had unknowingly taken the virginity of the person. And then, but I didn't know it at the time. And then, like, I had to drive him home, and we had sex in the car. And it was, like, really bad. But because I think he didn't know. And so a year later or something, I found out it had been his first time. He told me. But he never had told me.
Wow. Well, the similar thing.
And I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. Let's see why.
I mean, the similar thing happened to me, like, still saying I'm the same. So I had, man, now that I talk about that era was a very hoish time in my life.
Yeah.
I fucked this one dude, this sexy Turkish guy. And then I was really good friends with his roommate. And eventually, like 6 months later, I had sex with him too. Mm-hmm. And like...
The roommate.
Yeah, the roommate. The sexy roommate, we had a little thing going on for a while. And then I just kind of like got... I remember he would like refuse to wear condoms and stuff. And I was like, I can't. Mm-hmm. No, it's a little too much. And so like... I was like, oh, we're going to let this slide. Like, you're sexy, but it's not like we were dating or anything. Yeah. But anyway, I was, like, really, really good friends with the roommate. who obviously was always there when I was fucking his roommate. And yeah. I, like, wasn't quiet about it or anything. But, like, there were several times where I definitely, like, had sex in his bedroom with him. Pretty similar to what happened with the other guy, which is, like, I need to go to the bathroom. And I go to the bathroom and he, like, followed me.
Yeah.
But then, like, fast forward, like, 6 months, maybe, like, a year later, and I'm starting to get close to the other roommate, the less sexy roommate. And then I start fucking him, too. So it's, like,
so
the dudes,
three.
Yeah, so it's, like, I made my rounds. Like, I definitely fucked every, no, there was a third occupant there who tried, with me, the dude who, like, made out with me in the bar when I was super drunk.
Yeah. I remember.
Yeah, but it was like, they were all like, they're just gonna pass this girl around. This is gonna be the girl of, I forgot the apartment number, but let's call it, like, 1102. This is the girl of 1102. She's fucked everyone in 1102. But yeah, that's, like, the trifecta.
I kind of forgot they were all roommates, because I'm lining up your stories.
Yeah, I had spent a lot of time there. I used to hang out with them a lot. It was, like, yeah. The reason why it was just that we all I
was
worked
like
with the less hot
dudes, and yeah. One by one, you fucked them all.
I worked with the less hot roommate, right? Like, and he was a good friend of mine. And after work, when we worked until like midnight, sometimes we would like go to his apartment and drink, or we would like go out to eat or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then the roommate he had brought to like a party. Mm-hmm. You remember now? And he was like,
yeah.
That was, oh my God. And that, I can tell that story too, because you got really drunk at that party. You were a bunny. It was a Halloween party. And he was wearing a mask. You started grinding on me. I was like, who the fuck is this? He took off the mask and I was like, ooh, that's a hot motherfucker.
Yeah.
And I started making out with him all over the party. I was like sitting on his lap and I was like, really totes gonna go down.
Yeah.
And then you were really, you were like puking, and we like took you home.
Yeah,
and
I remember that.
Yeah, and then we like tuck you in, and he's like, "So, yeah, are we gonna do this?" And I was like, "She's like in the bed, like we're in a dorm together." Yeah. And he's like, "We can like be really quiet." And I was like, "She's like 4 feet from us. No, oh my God!" And I was like, "We can just go do it in your car." And he was like, "Fine." And we like start to walk down the hall, and we just, like, go into the bathroom.
Nice.
At, like, 4 in the morning.
But it was, like, the bigger, nicer bathroom, right? Yeah. So, that's nice.
It was an individual bathroom. It was, like, it wasn't the communal bathroom. What was it? Was it, like,
a handicap bathroom?
Yeah. So disgusting. Disgusting people. Like, all of my ass having sex around people stories are in bathrooms.
Yeah, I've never fucked in a bathroom.
Really?
Well,
yeah, you must have.
Not in, like, a public bathroom.
No, but, like,
yeah, I've had, like, sex in the shower.
Yeah.
But not, yeah.
Did you and your ex ever have sex in the shower while I was home? Or was that, like, special
probably
occasion
not.
For when I'm not?
No, we didn't do it that much. You don't want to do it all the time. Yeah. Just trying to get a shower.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, we don't do it all the time.
We did it. No, I think we did it just at his place.
Did you ever? But you definitely had sex while I was around.
Yeah. Yeah.
How'd you keep it down? I like never heard you.
We were just quiet.
I heard you one time, and it was, like, a Saturday night when you were drunk, so I was, like, more power to you.
Yeah.
I'm glad you feel loose.
I think I just quieter, like, when you weren't there.
But the bed doesn't make noise?
No, dude, my bed's the best. It's a fucking, it's, like, a foam air, not, it's, like, a foam, whatever, Tempur-Pedic mattress, but it's not the brand Tempur-Pedic. It's, like, from, like, discount mattresses.
Nice.
It's got the foam one, and I think it was, like, a diamond in the rough of mattresses.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah, like, never
heard.
Because
the foam, it's not, like, there's no springs or anything.
Did you hear me all the time?
No, not really. Like, I think we did generally day to day. Like, when we knew the other person was home, we were quiet enough that it was fine.
Even when I would just bring random dudes
home
on a Saturday night?
Yeah, maybe. I heard it sometimes, for sure. Yeah. But not always.
Didn't you hear us once?
What?
Didn't you hear us once?
Yeah. So, yeah. The the best was when you didn't know I was still home because...
It was like the 4th of July. I thought you had to work. I thought you didn't get it off.
But I had the day off.
I was like, she definitely has to go work on the 4th of July. I shouldn't say she had the day.
But yeah, so then I woke up, it was like the morning, and like I just hear like, like really intense, like moaning from Eileen and like her boyfriend, and they're just like fucking really hard, like real good. It sounded like real good.
Yeah, and there I was like, I woke up and I was like, she's not home. So and I grabbed him and I was like, yeah. I think she already went to work. It's like 9 a.m. And I was like, yeah. Fuck yeah.
So then you're having a grand old time. And then at the end, the best part was like, is this okay if I say it?
Absolutely.
All right. So like you're getting pounded and you're like yelling, like, yes, yes, you know, all of it. And so then you finish. There's like a pause, and then I hear, thank you. And I was laughing so hard. I was like, oh my God, this is great. Just heard Eileen do like, it's like, you know, thank you, you know. So then at least you didn't say thank you, daddy.
I'm a polite motherfucker.
Yeah, it was nice. You appreciated the great. It sounded like he was giving it to you really good. Like you were thanking him. So yeah. Yeah. It's the polite thing to do.
I appreciate your seed.
Thank you for your deposit.
Yes, another direct deposit. Into the spank bank. Yeah. And then the funny thing was, after that, we're laying in bed, and I'm just like, you know, in that post-cum
happiness
where you're just laying there, and you're like, oh, let's just cuddle.
And I was basically, like, hiding out in my room. I'm like,
oh, your hair's gotten so long.
Pretty.
Oh, anyway. I guess you were like, I'm just going to sit here until they're done.
Yeah, I waited. I kind of just, like, let some time pass. Like, you know, let the orgasmic mist dissipate. Mm-hmm. And then, like, I started, like, making deliberate noises so you guys
and
would,
then,
like, hear me.
I'm, like, laying on his chest, I think, yeah. Or laying under his arm or something like that, you know? And I'm like, wait, and then, what is that? What is that? Is that Mizzy? No. Oh, my God. And then the door opened, and then the door closed, and you, like, walk into the bathroom, and I was like, oh, fuck. I was like, she heard us, didn't she? And he was like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely heard us.
Definitely. Show. Yeah, but it was so funny. And you, like, you know, you owned up. You came out, like, I was in the bathroom, and I came out, and, like, you know, was hiding, and you were like, hey, and we were just like awkwardly laughed about it, and I was like, sounded good, you know. It was just kind of funny. We moved on.
Yeah. It brought us closer. No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, okay. No. We're close, right? But it was like, word. It was so funny.
It was really funny. I've never been one to see, but no. Before, I think, like, we were doing a bad job, and then we had to, like, put some things in place because it was sometimes a problem. So I was like, let's play music while we're doing it, so she didn't hear us moan.
Yeah, when it was a more regular thing.
Yeah, when it was like, oh my God, this is every day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. That was good.
Bye, why news
machine. Just like, but then the funniest thing, it was like, you had, like, the Lion King on your sex playlist. So I'm like, at night, it's like, I just can't wait to be king. I'm like, wow, I mean, it's fucking to Simba, that's great.
Fucking Simba. Yeah, totally.
You had the funniest music because you just put it on like random
people. I would just be like,
so great.
Playlist something, and it would just. Oh no, I'm defying gravity. Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's exactly how it went.
Yeah, well.
Sometimes I could be quiet, but like, so for example, like now that, you know, I have my boyfriend and we go visit his parents. And his parents have a lovely house, and they have, like, a extra guest room, so we get to stay in there together. Nice. And whenever we do, the first time we went there, I was like, don't touch me. Like, oh my God, we're not having sex in your parents' house. Yeah. We're not fucking having sex in your parents'. No, stop, stop touching me. We're not having sex. I guess you could finger me in your parents' house.
Well, if it's a finger, what's just a little
I guess we could, like, have super quiet sex in your parents' house. I guess you could, like, cover my mouth so I'm not breathing too loudly. I guess you could be very slow because this bed squeaks a little. Maybe we can go onto the floor.
Yeah. One thing leads to another.
Yeah, and then it's just like,
quiet. Shh. Just quiet sex.
Quiet sex. That's awesome. Yeah, new problems. We had sex in their pool once. Don't tell anyone.
Oh, nice.
What would I do? I don't know. They weren't home.
They keep I've had sex. So with my ex, we would have sex outside sometimes. We had sex outside of the arts building of our college.
Oh, nice.
And then we had sex, like, I don't know, in a field.
Oh, didn't you guys do it in a lake?
Yeah. But so the thing is, he would, like, piss me off because he would be, like, it would be, like, really completely secluded. And he would just be, like, super paranoid the whole time and not be into it at all. It was just, like, no fun. He was, like, as fast as possible. Like, just, like, not. Yeah, it was terrible. It was always, like, dude, if you don't want to do it, then let's just not do it. Don't, like, do that.
Don't do this half-flaccid dick.
Like, you won't have to
eye darting around thing.
Yeah, exactly. But then when we went on a trip to my hometown, he would do it anywhere. So, like, I don't know why. It was, like, super weird.
That is really weird.
Because I think since he's from there, like, his parents are kind of everywhere. Or were, and probably still are.
Oh, that's,
I think it's, like, his family related, not like that he was trifling. But because when we were also on the trip, which was at his parents' lake house in a completely secluded area. So it was not near where any of us live. And we were outside and I was like, I want to have sex in the lake. And so we were like kind of doing it, but it was completely pitch black. Like, no way they could see us at all. And he was still being really fucking weird about it.
Maybe.
And it was only his family vacation. So it was just me, him, his brother, his parents. And they had gone to bed, and we were outside, which is like a little bit of a walk through the yard.
Maybe he has anxiety or something.
Yeah, so it was weird. But then we were in my hometown at a very public lake in the middle of the day, and like we had sex there, and it was like very like people weren't right there, but people went there all the time, and I was like, so there's like a very high chance of getting caught here.
Yeah,
whereas when we had basically zero chance of getting caught, he was freaking out in other places.
That, I don't know, that's weird.
Yeah.
I don't know how to explain that.
It was pretty weird.
That's interesting.
So, he was weird about that, but I always wanted to have more sex outside, but...
Me too. I want to have more sex outside. But I will say,
a small twist, camping, tent sex is great.
Great, great. Tent sex is dope.
That's probably my favorite. One of my favorite.
And you're like, there might be bears around, who cares?
You better.
We're going for it.
If there's bears around, you might as well.
I mean, sex. I think the bottom line is, like, no one should stop you.
I know, always has to be a theme of, like, coming back to it. I don't know. But,
you know what? Like, I don't want it to stop you. You know what? Dude, we're in pitch black. We're in the lake. Just fuck me, okay? Exactly. What if somebody is 100 yards away, and what are they going to do? Yeah. Throw a rock at us? Keep going.
Exactly.
Finisher. Oh my god, that's a good way. There's like a joke that we've always wanted to do.
Yeah.
Which is like called the Mortal Kombat. And it's like, I really wish we would have done this at one time. Like,
I know,
your roommates having sex.
We live together.
Yeah, like your new roommates having sex, and you hear them like really getting down, and then you open the door and you go, finisher. Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we never did it. We always talk about it. We never did it.
We still can. There's still time.
There's still time. Someday.
There's still time. Somewhere. Someday. I don't know. Anyway.
I feel like we've been singing a lot.
Yeah, we've been singing a lot. I'm like been in a singing mood. I do that when I'm high.
Yeah.
Just a little bit high. Too. Just a little bit high, you know. You know, I'm missing my calling. Yeah. Making podcasts. I should be on The Voice. Yeah. Just kidding. No, I shouldn't. I know my strengths and weaknesses.
You know, singing Total Eclipse of the Heart. Like belting it out on The Voice. That's the goal.
Yeah. Anyway, let's eat.
Okie doke.
Let's go eat. I need to cook this shit. Anyway, we'll see you happy people next. Well, we won't see you because we're on the podcast and that's not how it works.
You will hear from us.
You will hear from us.
We'll talk to that and we'll talk to you.
We'll talk to you soon, bitches. Bye. We will catch you next month on another episode of Two Girls,
One Joint.
You've been listening to Two Girls, One Joint.
Keep it real, friends.
For more episodes of Two Girls, One Joint, subscribe today on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher Radio, Google Play, TuneIn, Podomatic, and audio.aoas21.com. You can support this podcast either by buying an ad through AdvertiseCast or on the AOAS21 page on Patreon.
Copyright 2018, AS21 Media, LLC. All rights reserved. AS21 Media. What do you want your story to be?